Yud Mam Cheshvan, Friday the 26th of October, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, the oath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding children.
In this week's parsha, Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you give me, if I'm going to go childless, it's worth me nothing. Matitem li ronechi hoylech avivi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says to Avraham Avinu, I promise that I'm going to give you children. Carries on the posik, Vehemin ba'Hashem. Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem. And as Rashi says, he didn't ask a sign on that. But when it came, as we'll talk about later, Yerushas Ha'oretz, Avraham Avinu asked a sign. Carries on the posik, Rashi's opinion is, what does those words mean? Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it for Avraham, l'schus ul'tzedakah, as a merit, al emuno shehem in boy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered Avraham Avinu's belief that he believed that he's going to get a child as a righteousness of Avraham Avinu. Says the Ramban, I can't understand that. What's the big merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him children and he's going to believe it? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Ramban, Chasrusholim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu a person who's going to tell lies? Chasrusholim. So what's the Abamina? Un says the Ramban more. Mi Shehemin, a person who trusted. Lishchoit es benoy ayochid. He went in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And he trusted Avraham Avinu, but believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go along and to shecht his only child. And other nishenes which Avraham Avinu went through. How? What's the havamina? What's the thought that he shouldn't believe in the good news? Says the Ramban, an unbelievable fundamental different pshat than Rashi. Says the Ramban, the pshat is, the Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem. He trusted that it was not in his merit that he was getting it. He was getting it in the tzidkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as his reward. Avraham Avinu, says the Ramban, with his great humbleness, he didn't see in himself any merit that because of that he should get such good news of getting a child. And therefore he considered that Besura Teva as a righteousness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pshat is, Avraham Avinu was so humble, like he said in next week's Sedra, V'anechi ofar eifa, he felt, it's kumtum garnish, I'm not expecting anything. And that's what it was considered to be, mamash emuno shleimo, and he felt he came, that he came completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pshat is, the Ramban says that everything what he got from Hashem was as if everything from Hashem. It wasn't in his merit. It was completely in the righteousness of Hashem. The Gaon brings in his Siddur this Ramban, and he says that pshat in Nishmas. We say in Nishmas, Adheino azavunu avunu rachamecho, v'lei azavunu chasadecho. Says the Gaon that David HaMelech was saying, till now everything what you've helped me has all been in your rachamim, your mercy and your chasodim, all the tevis, everything what I've had till now has been in the merits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim. Therefore, says the Ramban, says the Gaon, that's what it means, the next words in Nishmas. Al titshenu Hashem alekeinu lonetza. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't forsake me forever. Why? Because the chasodim will continue for always. Since till now, all what I've had has not been in my merit, has all been in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim, that gives me the kayach to feel that the chasodim will continue v'ligvul and continue forever. And the Gaon continues. And the Gaon says, that is the pshat, what we say in Avdolah every Moshei Shabbos. Hine El Yeshuosi Eftach V'loi Efchot. Says the Gaon, the word El is a Loshon Chesed. As the Gaon brings the Posik in Tehillim, K'pitul Nun Beis Posik Gimel, Chesed Tehil Kol Ayin. Therefore says the Gaon, Hine El Yeshuosi, I'm manning that all my Yeshuas and everything that I've got is only Misad Chazdei Hashem. In the El Yeshuasi, everything what I've got today is in Chazdei Hashem. Therefore, says the Gaon, that is Pshat, continues the Gaon, what we say in Avdolah, Eftoch, that gives it, I've got trust, and I can be guaranteed, I've got nothing to be scared of. Why? Because it's all Misad HaChesed, and the Midas HaChesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there. It conveys the Gaon uses this Ramban to explain that what we say in Avdolah. Coming back to the Ramban's Kasha on Rashi. The Ramban asks on Rashi an unbelievable question. Now how can Rashi say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it to be an unbelievable sitkus of Avraham Avinu to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avraham Avinu, as we all know, went through unbelievable things. To answer that question, Rabbi Elia Lapian says on that an unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Elia Lapian says, if you look at two young boys, one was educated, says Rabbi Elia Lapian, in a Haredish house, in an ultra-Orthodox house. And he got used to be Mekayim every mitzvah very easily. And it was very easily, from his youth, he kept it. There's another boy who was educated in a house where they don't keep Torah and mitzvah. But suddenly, one day, that boy decided he's going to go and keep all mitzvahs. That second boy, to keep Torah and mitzvahs, was no easy story. For example, says Rabbi Elia Lapian, to keep mitzvahs tefillin, he had to work hard. A pair of tefillin used to cost even in those days a lot of money. And he had to buy it from his own money. And bichlal, he needed mesiras nefesh to keep every mitzvah. And every little thing was an argument with his family. The first one, who had an education from his youth, completely al pi derech hateva, there was no difficulties, there was no mesiras nefesh. Says Rabbi Elia Lapian, poshut, legabe his schar for all the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs which he kept with tremendous mesiras nefesh, he will get an unbelievable reward for that. Now, as time goes on, this second boy, even the Baal Tshuva, Avedas Hashem will come a lot easier. There won't be any more Mesiras Nefesh. All the mitzvahs, as he'll do, as he moves on, will be a lot easier. Says Rabbi Elia Lapian, the logic would be that later on, when mitzvahs become easier for him, his reward will not be so great as at the time that he kept it at the beginning with Mesiras Nefesh. And he needed tremendous push, tremendous go to keep it. That's the logic. Comes Rabbi Elia Lapian and his Mechadish and unbelievable Chiddush. That since right at the beginning, he kept mitzvahs with Mesiras Nefesh and with tremendous go, and he needed to be Mesiras Nefesh, that merit that right at the beginning he'll get schar for Mesiras Nefesh, that schar will continue right through till his old age. Why? Because since at the beginning Since at the beginning it was tough going, he had for every mitzvah, he had a tough go with it. Therefore he'll get the reward, says Rabbi Elia Lapian, rightful. And Rabbi Elia Lapian goes further. Rabbi Elia Lapian says that not only by a Baal Tshuva, who changed from being an Ovei Aveira to be a person who shema mitzvahs, he says it applies by every one of us. For example, a person has a hard life, and he has a hard mitzvah, a hard middah, which he breaks through, and he manages to change that middah, to go along and be a middah teva. For example, says Rabbi Elia Lapian, a person who's got in itself a middah of kas, and he breaks through that he's not going to be a kasim, and he's going to do it, and not going to be a kasim. The logic would be, at the beginning it was hard. As things go on, it becomes easy. It's come his tendency not to be a Baal Kasim. I would have thought that from now onwards, he should only get the schar like a normal person. Says Rabbi Elia Lapian, he will go along and get the schar right through from the beginning till the end, like everything went with difficulty. Comes Rabbi Elia Lapian and says, based on that, that is the pshat here in the Pasuk. What did the Ramban ask on Rashi? The Ramban asked on Rashi, what's the big chiddush of Ayachshuveh Olei Tzedoka? Says the Ramban, says the Rabbi Elia Lapian, Enochen Ami, you're right. Now, after Avraham Avinu, at this age, it wasn't any difficulties. He had already to be ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the beginning, when he started, at the end of last week's Sedra, when he had the story with Nimrod being thrown into the fire for breaking all the dollies and all the Avodah Zarah, that was hard. He had a fight right through, which even the Ramban asks, why is that not mentioned in the Torah? Oh, it was a hard story what he had at the beginning. And it started hard. You're right, says Rabbi Elia. Now it went easy. Oh, but the chiddush of the Torah is, Vehemin ba'ashem, v'yachshuveh olei tzedoka, v'ribeinu shel olam gave him a schar. The Ribbono shel Olam gave him a schar like it was at the beginning of his starting his fight in Judaism. Even though now you're right, it was easy. Says Rabbi Elia Lapian, that now we'll give him the reward as it was at the beginning. The chiddush of Rabbi Elia Lapian is an unbelievable chiddush, but I've got two raya's to support him. Number one raya is from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. The Gemara says in Sukkah, that Nun Beis Omed Aleph, Le'osid Lovay, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring, says the Gemara, the Yetzirah, and he'll shecht it, V'sheuchtei B'fnei HaTzadikim, and before the Rishoyim. Says the Gemara, Tzadikim, the Tzadikim, they will look at the Yetzirah, Kehal Gevoya. And the Rishoyim will look at the Yetzirah, Kechut Hasaro, like a split hair. Says the Gemara, Alolu Beichin, they will cry, Valor the Tzadikim will cry, and the Rishoyim will cry. Tzadikim, Beichin, the Tzadikim will cry, Heich Yechoyenu, how did we succeed to conquer Har Gevoyah Kazer, such a Har of Yetzirah? And the Rishoyim will say, how did we not succeed to overpower Eschut HaTzara Azeh? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the Yetzirah, when they will see the Yetzirah, the Tzadikim, and it will look to them like a big mountain to go through, they will look and they'll say, we remember when we were living in this world, it was so gishmak, it was so enjoyable, Avodas Hashem, and it was so easy to keep Yiddishkeit, and we didn't have to fight a Har Gevoyah like it looks now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to them, no, because right at the beginning of your life, you at the beginning of your life, it was a hard tussle, against the Yetzer Hara. And attack at the beginning with no easy story. You'll get this Cha, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Kavida Kosher. Like the way it was at the beginning of your life. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Tzadikim Nidma Lehem Kahal Gevaya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them as it was at the beginning, Kahal Gevaya. I have another raya to Rav Elia Lapians, you say it, from a vault of the Chidor in Megillas Rus. The Chidor says, the Pasuk says in Megillas Rus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yishalem Hashem Polich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you for your reward, Usetehei Maskutzteich Shema, and your wage will be complete, Me'im Hashem, Asher Borsa, you came, Lachatzis, to protect Kanfishkina. Says the Chidor, is there a Havamina that the Ribbono Shel Olam will not pay you back Maskutzteich Shlema? What's the extra words on Maskutzteich Shlema? Says the Chidor, at the beginning, when she came under the Kanfishkina, at the beginning it was very difficult. It was Mechiras Nefesh. She packed in all the pleasures of Olam Hazeh in the house of her father. And she came tachas kanfei Hashchina, which was not easy at the beginning. Says but as time went on, she went and it became a lot easier. Says the Chidor, that's the pshat in the posse. Utehei maskusteich shlemo, your schar will be shalem me'im Hashem. And you'll get it even not at the beginning, tak it was difficult. Later on it became a lot easier. The Ribbono Shel Olam will give the schar for later as it was hard at the beginning. That's two proofs to Rav Elia Lapian's idea. But the Torah goes straight further. And the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah says there, Bamo Eida Ki Iroshena. According to Rashi, the Bamo Eida Ki Iroshena was a chet. Rashi said there was a taina on Avraham Avinu, a taina on Avraham Avinu that he asked Bamo Eida. And it's a mafurish of Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chof Zayin, Avicha HaRishayin Chota. That of a meaning, Avicha HaRishayin, Avraham Avinu, that he sinned with the saying the words Bamo Eida. Umbemes, there's a Gemara in the Dorin. The Gemara in the Dorim says, "Mimnei manenas Avraham Avinu." Why was Avraham Avinu punished that his sons became slaves to Mitzrayim for 210 years? Says the Gemara, because Avraham Avinu questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there was a taina on Avraham Avinu that he said, "Bamo Eida." I must say, the Klei Yoko brings this. What I'm saying. And the Klei Yoko says he can't accept such a drosha that because Avraham Avinu asked Bamo Eida Ki Roshena, says the Klei Yoko, Avraham Avinu's children should be punished for such a tremendous onus of 210. And the Klei Yoko, just very hard for me to say, and the way he says it, he just doesn't accept it. The answer is, on that Klei Yoko Skasa, that from here you see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was particular, with Tzadikim Kechut HaSavo. They said, question, the Ribbono Shel Olam Zanoga, or the Ribbono Shel Olam gave an oish. Other, the truth is, there is a complete different pshat in Bamo Eida Ki Yiroshena. That didn't mean Bamo Eida. He wanted to know, in what merit can I be guaranteed that the Yidden are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says in Megillah, that Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Vayeima Hashem Elikim Bamo Eida, Omer Avram Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKavom said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Chitim Lefanecha. Maybe the Eden will sin. V'atah Eisen, you'll do to them, K'day HaMabul U'K'day HaFloga, like the day HaMabul, there'll be nothing left of them. Omer Lui, he said to him, Lav. No, I'm not going to destroy them. Omer Lefanov, Rib Avram said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamoeita, how do I know? Says the Gemara, Omer Lui, Kecholi Egelom Shuleches, take, as the Psukim continue, take the Kobonis. Omer Lefanov, Avram Avinu said, that's fine and good, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdosh Kayim. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdosh Kayim, what guarantee have I got? Omer Lui, Kivati Kanti Lehem, I've already instituted them, say their Kobonis, and whenever they say Kobonis, they've got nothing to worry about. They've got a couple. Kumdeis in Gemara state, that Avraham Avinu, when he asked Bamoeida ki Yerushalayim, he wanted to know in what chus it'll be. Other, the kashi is, the Gemara says, that Avraham Avinu said, maybe you'll do to them k'day amabu or k'day afloge. If he was worried that's going to happen, he was worried that they'll sin b'mezit. They'll do an aveira b'mezit. But al seigeg, the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't have punished them. K'day amabu. For what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? That you've got kobonis. Kobonis is only on a seigeg. So the simple answer is, Avada, Avraham Avinu knew jolly well they're not going to sin b'mezit. But he was worried that after they start the shegek, the aveira will come easier, and chas v'sholem they could stumble b'mezit as well. If you get accustomed to doing aveira, that could bring you to go and do an aveira b'mezit. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, that don't worry. They've got a kapora b'shegeg, and the b'shegeg, they're bringing the kabonis, and therefore it'll never come to b'meshit. The Beis HaLevi says a completely different fact. Avraham Avinu knew that there's no promise for tzaddikim in this world. Like the Gemara says in Brochus, Avraham Avinu was told, Hinei Anochi Imoch, I'm going to guard you. And then the next sedra, the Torah writes in Vayishlach, Vayiro Yaakov, Yaakov was afraid. Fred the Gemara, Etzach Hastira, says the Gemara, that Yaakov Avinu was worried, Shema Yigroi Machet, maybe the Chet will make him lose the Aftocha. And as we find by David HaMelech as well, that David HaMelech said, L'David Shomro Nafsi Ki Chosid Ani. God me, I got it. And what we said, Lule Amanti Lirish B'Tuv Hashem, I don't know if I'll see it. Tuv Hashem, I know. The Teretz Yishtek Dotten in the Gemara in Brochus, that David HaMelech was scared that he'll sin. Therefore, that's what Avraham Avinu asked. But more Eda, how do I know? How have I got a guarantee? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Aftocha will be kept. Maybe my children will sin, and they will not be merited to inherit Eretz Yisrael. On that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. I'm going to punish them. I'm going to bring on them Golus and Shibudim straight away. That in order that straight away will be able to be Mekayim the promise. The promise of going to Eretz Yisrael. But if you look at the next psukim, all the next psukim are talking about all the Golias and all the Shibudim. That which will take place, as the Ramban says, in the Emor Hashecha, referring to all the Golias. And therefore in this pasuk is Merumez, all the Golias still be as Moshiach. Therefore Avraham Avinu was answered, you don't need to worry that even if they will sin, then you know what I'll do when they go along and they'll sin. I'll bring them in Golus and I'll give them Yisurim, and through that they will be merited, they will be Zoicha straight away when Mashiach comes to be able to get it right through the Torah. Chazal say, Maisei Oveis Siman Labonim, all these sedvas are not stam just stories. The Kavana writing these sedvas are all to teach us a lesson. Lesson, what we can see is, if a person wants something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should not go along and think, oh, I'm Mr. Somebody, and I should ask it in my own deeds, in my own merits. I should learn from Avraham Avinu, the tailor his bakosha on the Chazdei Hashem Yisborach. As we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Imonu Leman Shemecho. And the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Nitzchias, and they'll stay. And we learn an unbelievable lesson as well from a Pasuk 2 Pesukim later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Yodea Teida, you should know, Ki Geh Yezaracho, your children will be gave him, the Eretz Lo Elohem. Ask the Mephoshim, Luchu is a double lesson. If they're going to be gave him, then of course it's Be'eretz Lo Elohim. The Teretz is that a person should know that even after they are gave him, even after their nominations, even after the long golus, Klal Yisrael should still feel that they belong, that they're in golus, and therefore, and they shouldn't get mixed up, and they shouldn't go along and get mixed up with the other nations. With that. So that's what the Torah is saying. Ki geye zaracho. Obe, when you're geye mer, you should still be malgish, the eretz leilohem, that you're not in their land. And as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that if a person doesn't feel that, is the danger is by his alvu bagoyim, by yilmedum mimaseh. If a person feels that he's part of the goyim, you get mixed up with them, then chas v'sholem, the danger is by yilmedum. And that's what the Torah wants to be malgish. The Eretz Lo Elohim.